Taiwan is home to the world's tallest building. Malaysia has the runner-up. But when it comes to building sky-high, the United Arab Emirates are hot on their heels. They're planning a skyscraper with 160 floors. That's essentially 1.5 Empire State Buildings. Some other Gulf countries want to go even higher. Ben Gilbert reports from Dubai on the rush to go really vertical.
In 1974, George Wood moved to the Arabian Gulf to work as a carpenter. He says in those days, going to Dubai was like stepping into the past.
You had to book an international phone call a week in advance, go to the post office to get your time slot, and call home.
As Dubai has moved on, so has Wood. He's now the senior construction manager for one of the largest construction firms in the Middle East. Wood's team is working on what's being built as the world's tallest commercial building. It's just a few miles away from what will soon be the world's tallest building, period, the Burj Dubai. That skyscraper has helped push the technological limits of building tall, and it's fueled a super high-rise building race in the Gulf, Wood says.
They're going to build a bigger, taller, better, stronger. No end in sight. A mile high.
That's right, a mile high. Rumors are circulating that one of the richest men in the world, Saudi Prince Walid bin Talal, wants to build a tower that tall back home. Michael Wilford, an engineer at the contracting firm Arup, says it's not just a grandiose idea.
It is realistic. It can be done. Definitely.
The proposals, and the money that goes with them, are fueling the imaginations and bank accounts of engineers, designers, and contractors. Eddie O'Sullivan of Mead Events organized this year's Building Tall conference in Dubai. O'Sullivan says tall buildings are popping up in the Gulf for two reasons. First, there's lots of oil money here. And second, North American and European cities don't have the ground space to build this high.
If you're going to build tall, you have to have space at the bottom. The higher the building, the more footprint you use. And it really is only in a place like Arabia, where a new city is being built, you're building on desert, there's a lot of spare land, there's a lot of flatness, and there needs to be some sort of, you know, mountain equivalent, that you really could begin to imagine that this is possible, even desirable, and that's what's happening here.
O'Sullivan says prestige is also involved. Dubai is using the Burj Dubai as a way to attract more attention in their drive to become a world trading and economic hub. Okay, but how do you build something that reaches up a mile in the air? For instance, wind exerts huge amounts of force on tall buildings, making them sway back and forth. Construction manager George Wood says one way to make sure people don't get seasick on the top floors is to counteract the wind with a massive counterweight on the top.
So it's got a huge weight there. It's like a pendulum. So when the tower swings one way, the pendulum is slowly back the other way and levels it out.
It's almost like a church bell kind of movement.
Yeah, same thing. So it swings one way and back the other.
Then there's the problem of moving elevators up such a long expanse, says O'Sullivan.
The human body can't really cope with more than about 25 miles an hour without you feeling a little unwell. So you can't go hurtling up at 200. And beam me up, Scotty, time's not yet arrived. So they're looking at different ways of getting people up quickly.
And efficiently. One idea is to design smart buildings that know a person's destination by their ID card when they enter the building. Wood says another way to increase efficiency is by using elevators with two floors.
Yeah, double deckers. The car is double. You got people above you and people below you, whatever case. So it's quite interesting.
Wood even looked into using triple-decker elevators. That would mean fewer elevator shafts, which take up valuable space in skyscrapers. Critics say this is one example of the problem of building tall. After about 30 stories, buildings require lots of mechanical and maintenance rooms just to service the upper floors. That begins to negate the benefits of building tall, compactness, and conserving space. But that doesn't necessarily translate into financial inefficiency. In the Burj Dubai, even small offices and apartments on the highest floors are renting for millions of dollars. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.